when we say we're live at Die Laughing, just make it sound like there's like four times as many people as you are, because it's recorded, they'll never know we're lying. Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we recorded live at Die Laughing. Our guest was ZM Thomas, and we talked all about blasphemous comics like Bible 2 and Joseph Smith in Space.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Hi, welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover. We're recording live at Die Laughing 2015. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Tim Wick.
Hello, I'm a co-host.
And Molly Glover.
I'm also a co-host.
And today, our guest is comic creator ZM Thomas.
I'm not a co-host.
Nope, but that's
but
good.
We're not creators, yeah, so you got to feel good about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you not creating?
We're not creating
babies.
This podcast.
Value.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
For people who aren't familiar with your work or why you'd be a specifically like a great guest for us, just throw like three or four throw up some titles
that
people might be
all
familiar
right.
with.
Well, I all got started when I started with Abe the Aborted Fetus in the The Adventures of Roe versus Abe. Yeah,
that's Abe like Lincoln, right?
No, he's like Abraham from like the Bible.
Oh, okay, yeah, right, yeah. All right.
The guy who wanted to, you know, fucking kill his kid.
Yeah, perfect.
Good dad.
Killing kids. Yeah. Roe versus.
Did he want to, or did God make him?
God told him to kill.
Well, fucking
his kid.
Drunken God was like, Abraham, Abraham, kill your kid, and Abraham was like, fuck it, all right. And so the next morning he woke up and God came and was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
I was drunk, man.
No, that was a joke.
Don't you know that when I'm drunk, I don't mean anything?
So I think the first thing we saw of yours was at you had a booth at SpringCon.
Yes.
It was a local comic convention that MCBA puts on at like the state fairgrounds. Yep. Was, I think, Bible 2.
Yes.
No. I have been a fan of Abe the Aborted Fetus because my dad loves Abe the Aborted Fetus.
No
he
shit.
He thinks it's fucking awesome.
He went to a SpringCon and he bought... He was just like, this.
Before you get too flattered, her dad's an asshole. So
Asperger's.
My father's an asshole.
Sorry. I get that mixed up. Yeah, your dad's cool.
Yeah. All right.
Bible 2 is, would you call it a sequel to the Bible?
It's the official sequel to the Bible.
It's the official sequel to the Bible.
Jesus Christ is back and he's not crucifucking around.
Yeah. So I would say like the levels of violence are, it's kind of like Tarantino-esque.
Yeah, well, you know,
he's riding a dinosaur?
Yeah, he's not riding just a dinosaur, it's the Allosaurus Rex. Yeah. So, you know, equal pachas, everybody, so fuck him.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. So it's, and we thought, you know, obviously the blasphemous, but like comedic nature of what you write, seemed like a great thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I would characterize what you do as gently irreverent.
Gently?
Fuck me gently with a chainsaw? Like gently irreverent?
It's pretty gentle. Actually, my latest cover that I did was, I don't know if you guys have seen it, it's called Faceful of Peter Edition. It's where Jesus is spooning Peter, and they're laying on like a bear rug. And he's writing in his diary. He's like, "Dear diary, there's something about Peter. I just tried sodomy and Gomorrah."
So it's. I think the Pope is the big nemesis of not spoilers.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. Spoilers.
Actually, it's you know, oddly enough, it's historically accurate to a certain extent.
Dinosaurs.
Like, well, you know, obviously all that is, you know, completely true.
Well, we all know Satan planted those dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, it's obviously that humans wrote dinosaurs. Why wouldn't Jesus?
Everybody
I mean,
knows that.
Well, yeah.
Well, here I thought they just buried themselves under the ground and looking for food during the Great Flood.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Right before the Dust Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just gotta take a page right out of fucking Ken Ham.
Dinosaurs extincted themselves. You heard it here on Geeks Without right. God.
It's science.
So I think one of the things we want to talk about, I think we met you at SpringCon 2013.
Yes.
And you haven't been back to SpringCon since.
No, I've been banned.
Banned?
And I have been banned.
And so, and that might be changing.
It has changed. It has changed. I will be back this year because, yay! You know, it's an unfortunate news, but it's news that kind of, I want to say on a business side, played out into my favor.
Yeah.
But the founder of the SpringCon passed away last year.
Which
you know, it's
sad.
Really sad.
Is a cornerstone of the yeah. Twin yeah. Cities comic.
Yeah, but he fucking hated me.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
So Nick was the reason you were banned?
One of them, yes.
Okay.
Was that a Marvel artist?
Yes, and a Marvel artist. Like, I sat down and some D-list Marvel artist was right next to me. And, like, I'm a guy to talk, but at least my artist for the book was a New York Times bestseller. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Fuck that guy. And so, you know, the guy comes up to me and he's like, I really don't like your book. And I was like, oh, that's okay. You know, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty diplomatic about it because, you know, people try to save me at every show. It's something I'm completely used to. And the guy goes, I think you should take it down. And that fucking pissed me off.
Well, yeah.
So I literally turned to him and was like, well, I think you should eat a bag of dicks. And so I had
everyone has opinions.
Yeah, so his personal assistant literally got up right as I said that.
Like his handler.
Yeah, his ball handler. literally gets up, walks down, gets a volunteer, and is like, oh, you know, I'm really offended by
it's
this.
It's like a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, it was like elementary school all over again.
Poor and kid. So, awkward shit.
Well, then the girl comes up, she's like, we don't really like what you're doing. And I was like, oh, okay, neat.
We.
Yeah. And she's like, I think you need to take it down. And I was like, well, you know, it's ironic because you guys, with all the profits that you guys get, it's actually going to the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund. So thanks for buying my fucking lawyer.
Which, yeah. The CBLDF, which, yeah. I mean, it's an organization like championed by Frank Miller and Neil Gaiman. Exactly. And it's an anti-censorship legal defense fund for comic book artists who are being slapped with. Charges like
usually immorality and weird religious lawsuits against
or exactly. You know, taking out of libraries and stuff like that. I mean, it's censorship is what it is. Yeah. They fight censorship and defend people who are being censored.
I have to tell you, so Nick and I have a tradition when we go to Spring or Fall Con, which is we go to the free table, and when we find the inevitable small stack of biblical comics like aimed at kids,
the little brainwashy
free comics,
like
we take.
Shit.
We pick all of them.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I pick up all of them and I throw them in a garbage can because I don't believe in brainwashing children with fucking comics. And it's not cool. And the last one we threw away was Albert Brainstein, the comic for kids who like to think. And it was like, hey, kids, do you like facts and logic?
Well, I sure do.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it logical that you, and then Bible, just fucking Bible sin.
What it was is, let's play a memory game.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play, it was even more sinister than that. Let's play a game. Can you remember these 10 things? And it was the 10 fucking
guess
commandments.
Guess which 10 things it was, guys. Right.
Hopefully it was all Leviticus, because no Christian would remember it.
This, right. The pick and choosiest part of the Bible. It was, you know, memorize these 10 facts or, you know, whatever, and then a test on the back. And then, like, remember, just because you think you're a good person, you don't do anything wrong, doesn't mean you're a good person.
Basically, smart people are the most least good.
Kind of. And it's
like, it was really insidious.
It's sinister because, I mean, A, it's targeted at children. B, it's in disguise as a comic or a test or a game or something like that. And it's, I mean, at people who don't have the faculties necessarily to
like
defend
children.
Themselves. Yeah, right. So yeah, we.
Anyway,
I Molly takes some. I cover
any,
her.
Any
and,
opinions on that?
Yeah, but
you should hand some to me next time.
This is happening.
We usually collect one or two. We got
we
a
can,
little
we
stack.
We can alter them and put them back on the table.
Well, I was just in Hawaii and we literally hunted these people down who were handing out these pamphlets of "You're going to hell." And I was like, "Yay!"
like.
When I went down to New Orleans, I was just a lost cause. Nobody wanted to hand me anything. They didn't hand me a damn thing. Did they even ask?
Skip you right over?
Well, they did. I was like, you know, I'm walking down Bourbon Street. And I was like, well, how fucked up could this be? No, we're not going to give it to you because you want one. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. We have a quick update on our fundraising goal.
So, as you guys might have heard, if we can get to $1,000 by the end of this recording at 10 p.m. Central, we will go get audited at the Church of Scientology. Right now we're at $670. So we need $330 to go get audited. And I can't believe I'm saying this. Please donate $330 so that I can go and get my phaetons removed and find out my husband is a suppressive person and probably like give all my money to Scientology because I'm super, super suggestive.
It's, a friend of ours, Mark, heard about what we were doing and he was kind enough to lend us his copy of Dianetics so we can prepare for the
Mark,
the
that's
field
great,
trip.
But what we really need is $330.
Yeah, so guys, looking at you online so. Streamers, come on everybody. All right. Yeah. Back to your regularly scheduled program.
So due to tragedy and you know, whatever, you're going to be back at Springtime
yeah,
this
back.
Year.
Yeah.
But you've run into other obstacles in getting your work out there just due to the nature.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, it's kind of an unspoken rule in the comic book industry is I'm not hireable.
Really?
You know, it's not really unspoken.
it's like a definitive rule.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, you know, that guy, he's kind of a dick. So, yeah, we'll secretly buy his shit. And we'll you know, talk about it all at the parties. I mean, I have had people from DC, Marvel, you know, all of them.
You're the Salman Rushdie of the comics industry.
I am. I mean, they all like it. It's like, I'm Jewish. I think it's hilarious. But we'll never publish you. And I was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's you're not in any digital publishing, like Comixology or anything like
not
that?
Not yet. Actually, Drive Thru Comics wants to do a deal with me.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Comixology was not a fan.
Well, they were which not is weird fans. Because... Okay, Crossed. Comixology sells Crossed, which is gore porn. I mean, it is...
Explain.
Okay, there is a virus, whatever the hell, that leaves a cross-shaped scar on people's faces, and they are smart enough to use assault rifles, pilot tanks, fly planes, but they're like Reavers from Firefly. They'll kill you, skin you, and rape you, and if you're lucky, it'll be in that order. It's never in that order in this comic.
It's the opposite order.
In the first issue of Cross, there's literally like a one percenter biker gang Cross guy who has severed the cock of a horse. And he beats people to death with a horse's cock
Isn't
while saying horse cock.
Isn't his name horse cock?
That's, well, none of the Crossed really have names, but he says horse cock a lot, so it's stuck.
It's a fan moniker.
But so they... right. So that Crossed is in Comixology. Crossed is in comic
stores.
Well,
Jonathan Hickman's God is Dead is, too.
Oh. Right, no, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's technically less offensive because, you know, it's like a big giant circle jerk for everybody but Jesus killing people.
Kind of, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's... And I mean, I'm a fan of Hickman's work. I like his Avengers stuff right now. His Fantastic Four run was...
Well, he's not even writing God is Dead anymore.
No, he's...
No, it's Avatar is just sending it to whoever's on deck. Same with Cross, because he used to be Garth Ennis.
Yeah, and Alan Moore for a while, and...
Yep.
That guy who writes for Bleeding Cool, his name I can't remember.
All right, so ZM, I got to know, what's your favorite, like, offensive comic that you don't create?
Battle Pope.
What is that?
Yeah. Battle Pope. It's actually written by Robert Kirkman, of all people. Yeah.
Of The Walking Dead?
Yes, before Walking Dead. Actually,
before
Image.
Before Invincible, I think.
Yeah, before Invincible. It's actually his, I think it was his breakout. It was published by Image Comics back in the day. You can't get it in print now, so you have to go to like you know, what is it, Half Price Books?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's only like a series of four.
All right.
So, you know, I like it. It's kind of the Pope who's kind of, you know, fallen away from, you know, God and just... just you know, eventually goes head to head against him.
Does
so.
He have mecha? Does he have armor?
No,
he's a battle pope.
Well, you know,
battle armor.
Mecha.
I want to be like a mecha pope.
Super beefy. I think he smokes big stogies.
Yeah, yeah,
he
does.
Fucks hot nuns.
Yep, and I think he talks shit to Jesus.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's belligerent to Christ.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think my favorite offensive comic it actually isn't really religious, but is Milk and Cheese by Evan Dworkin, which is, at the time, when I was in high school, was considered like super violent and offensive.
Subversive,
and you read
maybe.
It now, yeah, subversive, and you read it now and you're like, oh, that's adorable.
It's mild cartoon violence.
Are they punching people? Oh, no. Like, it's funny that there are the standards have shifted so dramatically.
My favorite Milk and Cheese is hard to find. They did a Star Wars special, which they're obviously not allowed to print readily, but it's milk and cheese are an anthropomorphic block of cheese and little milk carton.
A carton of milk.
Right, they're violent.
They're milk and cheese.
With arms and legs sticking out of them, and one of them puts on a Darth Vader helmet, so it's a Darth Vader helmet with arms and legs sticking out, and the other one puts on a Stormtrooper helmet, and they end up taking long fluorescent light bulbs and like shattering the ends off them to make lightsabers, and they go around like stabbing people with broken fluorescent bulbs. And
that's amazing.
It's Star Wars, amazing. Right there.
Well, I got a buddy actually who, if you guys like Milk and Cheese, he has Two Tin Cans Fucking is literally the title of the comic book. It's literally just that. There are two tin cans of beans that fuck each other. And
oh my god,
anthropomorphic cans of beans.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid. I mean, nobody will print their work.
Well,
but I mean, it makes it really hard to walk down the grocery aisles.
If they're cans of beans and they're like really getting going, I mean, like
one of them
farts, right? Like,
well, no, one of them. Well, I wish. Oh. But one of them's got like the biggest set of boobs you've ever seen. And it's
on
literally
a tin can. I'm sure that's absolutely true.
Yeah. And it's like drawn by a wife and husband.
Oh, awesome!
So it's sweet.
That makes it even better. Yeah, yeah.
It's a romantic.
That.
It's a exhibition of their love.
It is.
That, Phil and Kaja Folio or whatever. They're they do
Kaya.
Kaya is it?
I think it's
Kaya.
Yeah,
like Girl Genius and Xenophile and all that. So
Hey Tim, you're old. What's your favorite offensive comic?
Heathcliff?
Heathcliff?
No. No,
he terrorized the neighborhood.
It's actually Garfield, because that comic really does fucking offend me.
Is it Garfield or Garfield without Garfield?
Well, no, I mean, Garfield without Garfield is hilarious, but that's
it's
by accident.
So depressing.
I don't know. You know, I was into comics in the 80s, but it was mostly Marvel. I didn't really get into a lot of the fringe comics at that time.
You
so.
Like Preacher, and Preacher's
fucking
subversive.
Amazing.
It's not
Preacher, but
really
it's not really offensive.
Unless you're super Christian.
Well, it's
Christian.
Offensive if you're super Christian. Yeah. You'd probably think that it was just horrible, but I think it's I don't find it offensive at all. I just think it's really clever and amazing.
I think even if you're a Christian, I think you would probably be able to sympathize with the protagonist, Jesse Custer, who is angry at God.
Well, he's a minister, and then he receives the word
right.
of God, so he has the power to speak the word.
But like his entire life is ruined by that, more or less, and he's on a revenge quest to make God pay for not living up. And
it's not an atheist comic. It's a believer comic.
I mean, God is real in this comic, and someone's mad at him. And I think even if you're a Christian, I think you'd maybe be able to understand how someone could be mad at God.
Yeah,
bad shit happens in the world. Why wouldn't you be able to be mad at God?
Well, and that's kind of an interesting thing. Well, parallel to even our world. I mean, if you look at a lot of the things in the Bible, I mean, it's not something that you would look at and be like, boy, this is a really loving God. you look at it and be like, boy, I wonder how many times Moses had to fuck his own family to kind of populate the earth.
I would love to see.
Everybody's like, there's just this little bits of laughter. In the That's funny. Moses fucking his own family. I don't want to.
And then they're like,
I don't want anybody to know. I thought that was funny.
How many children? How many generations?
Yeah. I mean, we're all like second generation. Well, I mean, like
second generation.
Well, not second generation, but
to have been like second and third generation.
Here's the thing: Adam and Eve. They had to fuck their own kids, and then so on and so forth. And God was like, "Well, that didn't work out so well. Let's try it again."
Thank God it wasn't Adam and Steve, because I mean, like, what would we do? There'd be nobody.
All the problems would be solved.
Well, he gave them two boys. That's the best part. He's like, "Yeah, let's see how this works out."
I brought that point up to someone. I said, "Well, how do we have all these people when there's two? I mean, that seems like you're not supposed to marry your cousin. Like, obviously, there's a problem here." And their response was, "Adam and Eve are perfect." And like pre-contaminated humans, therefore incest wouldn't have had any problems for them, because they were like, genetically perfect.
Well,
with original that, creations.
With that logic.
Supermensch.
Yeah, well, sure. With that logic, then Eve wouldn't have eaten the fucking apple.
Oh, no. Is the Bible full of inconsistencies? Shit.
I think what's interesting when you look at the Bible and you talk about things like that, and you look at like creationists, you look at like Ken Ham.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. What they do is they say, all right, well, the Bible must be true, and therefore I'm going to come up with this scientific explanation that has no evidence and isn't in the fucking Bible, and then say that this is what happened. So, like in the Creation Museum, I haven't been there, and I actually want to go. One of these years, our challenge has to be getting us to the Creation Museum.
But not getting kicked out.
But they've got a thing, like they talk about how once the flood happened, in order to get the animals to Africa, there was like this system of land bridges that connected wherever the fuck the ark ended up to Australia. But of course, there's no evidence anywhere. There's no evidence in the oceans that these things existed.
But Ham's Australian, right? So he's got
well,
a
both Comfort and Ham are
of course.
Yeah, there are a lot of wacko. I mean, there are a lot of very reasonable Australians, but there are a lot of wacko Australian right wing Christians.
Look at any country. There's you have crackpots.
The dunkards. Yeah.
But
it's just the crazies get attention.
But the thing is that you have to come up with these bizarre explanations. Like, well, incest was different when it was just Adam and Eve. It's like there's nothing in the Bible that says incest was different. They just pull that out of there because they have to use it in order to have their worldview make sense.
Apologism.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're apologists. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if how many people in the audience have read an apologist Bible. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with it.
You should. It is a fucking chore. If you like, it really is. No, it really is a chore. It's like you sit there, you read a passage, like, oh, that's bullshit. And then the person, the apologist's job, this is literally what they do. They have annotations in the Bible. It's like, well, here's how this would have actually happened, and here's what something would
like
have actually.
Clue?
Yeah, it's like it's exactly.
That's what might have happened.
Like in Two
but
Kings,
here's what really happened.
Well, like in Two Kings, it's like.
Judaism was a red herring all along.
Well, you read, it's right. Like, you know, oh, Elisha, he killed 42 kids with two bears. Like, well, that's fucked up. And then the apologist said, yeah, but those kids were dicks.
Yeah, they made fun of them for being bald.
Yeah, he's like, oh, they made fun of a bald man. They fucking deserved it.
If I got mauled by bears every time I said something mean about someone, I would I'd be so dead.
Oh yeah, well,
I'd be professionally dead. I mean,
it is kind of remarkable how few bears there are mauling people out.
We stuffed them all.
There are stuffed bears in the lobby right now.
There's
that have
really
not.
There's a really awkwardly sexy bear in the lobby. There's all this taxidermy because we're in the same hotel. We're in the hotel. We're sharing it with a hunter convention for this Die Laughing. And there's a bear in sexual repose. That's the best way. It's like a cheesecake bear.
Draw me like one of your French bears.
Yeah, draw me like one of your French bears. He's up on a log and he's looking over his shoulder coquettishly, like what you see.
I expect him to lift a paw and go like, rawr. Like,
yeah.
I bet that bear would have fucked Elijah hard.
Oh my God, I want to get a couple of guys out there, one of them just, you know, doing it from behind, just throw money
They'll put
at it.
Chairs up. Don't even come near. They will put a line of chairs.
You can stand on them and make it rain.
It was pointed out that someone that, Amanda Hoffman-Sutham, that white lion out there probably cost like 10 grand or something.
Yeah.
Super ridiculous. So, I mean, obviously they're super protective of it.
Right.
But at the same time, like, we weren't anywhere near the thing and they...
Why's it got to be a white lion, Nick?
Oh, that's the best part.
The white power lion?
No, Molly. It's worth like three times as much because it's a super rare white lion that only comes from a very specific region.
So they're like endangered and you can own a stuffed version.
I don't know about endangered, but I mean, you know, rare.
No,
whatever that means.
Nick,
it's a lion. It's
taking
endangered.
A selfie with it.
All I know is there's at least... One less.
Well, you know,
what about ZM's comic again?
Well, yeah,
I was going to ask you, ZM, because like one of the things my dad wanted me to ask you was because of the hilarious nature and the aborted fetus, and you know, specifically that more than the Bible too. Abe, the aborted fetus. I mean, do you get death threats
constantly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get them. I get them constantly, and they're usually, you know, by people who don't know how to speak fucking English. Like, I mean, I'm sure they do, but they can't type it out. They're like, oh my God, grammar. And you're sitting there reading. I was like, I appreciate your animosity towards me, but seriously, there's a fucking dictionary online that's free. Obviously,
what browser doesn't have spell check built
or autocorrect. Yeah. I mean,
Have you ever felt like it was serious? Has it ever been a thing where you actually had to be like, oh, this guy's maybe not fucking credible around?
Well, there was a Muslim guy at New York that kind of had me freaked out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he kept hovering by my table for like 6 hours. Like, is all in your book? And I was like, kind of.
Little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. You should buy it and find out.
Is that something you've considered doing, like a sequel to the Quran?
Well, you know, the thing about the Quran is it's not a funny book. I mean, unless you find child rape hilarious.
Context. I mean,
yeah, context is hilarious. No, it's, you know, it's something that I have considered. There's really no market for it, mm-hmm. which is honestly the real reason why I haven't done it. That's why I went to Mormonism.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's so, something you're working on now.
Yeah, something I'm working on right now is called Joseph Smith in Space. Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of my way to say I'm sorry to the Christian base for sorry for making fun of you, kind of. And
you're going to go make fun of, like, the fan fiction spinoff.
Well, you know, that's what it is. Everyone's like, well, isn't, you know, Joseph Smith in Space, like, you know, Bible 2? And I was like, no, it's like Jesus fan fiction.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, if anybody knows anything about Mormonism, it is, like, seriously the most fucking ridiculous religion I've ever seen. It's, I am Native American. And they're like, oh, well, you are an ancient Israelite. And the reason why your skin is red is because you killed other ancient Israelites and God punished you. Kind of like blacks.
Well, yeah.
Oh, the Mark of Cain?
Yeah, not even the Mark of Cain, actually. It predates that. Believe it or not, Mormons believe that in the beginning, we're all born mortals. And then you pretty much space fuck a whole bunch of women into godhood. And then
fucking sounds dope.
Yeah, I know, right? And then so pretty much you're given godhood, like, oh, have a planet so you can space fuck your own family. And then, you know, so on and so forth. And so
you're kind of like Moses at that point.
Kind of, yeah.
Space Moses.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
Space Moses.
Yeah, you're
Space Moses.
Yeah, so. So you get, Elohim, the Mormon heavenly father, he actually got his own planet, Kolob. And
I love Kolob.
I do too.
Yeah, a little bit of salt. Yeah. Oh my God.
Zip it in that butter sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So he space fucked his way through godhood, and then he had space Jesus and space Lucifer, and that's actually where the revolt came. Was those who did not side with Mormon space Jesus were actually turned black. So they were exiled from the planet Earth, sent to Earth, and they were no longer allowed to get into heaven.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of the premise of, you know, Joseph Smith in Space is...
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't even, I mean, publicly, like officially as a religion, Mormonism fairly recently, like as recently as 2014, like last year, I think, they had rules, religious rules, that are inherently racist against black people.
1978.
Yeah.
Is that when
I actually knew this.
1978. Yeah, it was 1970. And kind of a fun fact is the very first Mormon priesthood that was ever given to anybody, I think, was in South America to a gentleman by the name of Thomas Freeman. Mm. And so I have a character in my book by the name of Mormon Freeman.
Subtle.
Right.
Well, yeah, so, you know,
does he have a really sexy voice?
Well, he looks, you know, conspicuously familiar.
Huh.
Yeah, and he's actually going to be, I'll be doing an internet promo. It's not up yet, but it's actually going to be voiced by a celebrity impersonator.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah, he's going to be reading.
Celebrity impersonator with a soothing voice.
Yeah. He's going to be quite magnificent.
Perfect. Awesome. That's great. So. When that happens, let us know and we can
post a link to it.
So recently, the Charlie Hebdo massacre, as a comic artist who draws offensive material that takes no prisoners and, you know, really doesn't kowtow to any religion, how did that affect you? What did that, did you have a reaction to it? I know we had an episode about it, so I would love to hear.
You know, for me, it was kind of, I just looked at it and I was like, fuck those guys. You know, I mean, it's not going to change anything. I mean, they try to use fear tactics. They're going to try and, you know, push us into a corner. And really, there's really nothing they can do. The harder they push back, the harder we're going to push back.
Yeah.
The less of a reaction, if you really want to stop satire, is make sure that, you know, if you're going to be upset by a religion, don't show it.
Yeah.
Just don't show it. I mean... And that's really the thing that I've learned is, you know, when I go to the shows and I get really kind of bummed, like, oh, you know, it's funny, but I'm kind of Christian. It's like, oh, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the reaction I get. I mean, I do this to engage in conversation. It's not necessarily because I want to offend you. I don't give a shit if I offend you. And I'll be completely honest about that. But, you know, it's not something that I deliberately do. I like to take on the hypocrites. I like to take on the hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is kind of what my intention is.
I suppose, like with vilification tennis, I wouldn't say that what we do is offensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we aren't doing it to offend people. We just don't care if that happens.
Oh, no. Shit, we're not? I got to go rewrite a whole bunch of jokes.
No, I understand. I mean, the point isn't to offend the audience. The point is to entertain the audience.
It is.
By being offensive.
Yeah. By being offensive, right. Yes.
Did the Charlie Hebdo thing make you want to make a book about Muhammad and make you want... I mean, because I know, like, both of us, Tim and I both drew a picture of Muhammad. Like, my immediate reaction was... Fuck it, I'm going to draw one right now.
I was too lazy. Yeah. I drew
a purple sparkle unicorn whose rainbow horn grants wishes. And I
drew a picture of Muhammad moving a mountain with his mind.
Yeah. And it just like, I know, I mean, I'm not even an artist, and my reaction was, fuck that. Like, I mean, did that make you want to make a book or?
Well, you know, I mean, I incorporate a lot of Islam into my books, mm-hmm. A lot of the lore, because, you know, it is considered a Judeo-Christian.
Yeah. Same God.
Abrahamic religion, not really Christian, obviously. But yeah, it's something that I do incorporate anyway. I just have to be kind of sly about it because it's more of my artist. My artists who I employ, I have one from, well, actually, they're both from Brazil. And they actually have very strict guidelines on what they do. Like one of my artists who's a semi-Catholic.
Because Brazil's a Catholic nation,
isn't it? It's very official.
We've actually had a listener say that it's actually pretty oppressive for an atheist
in
Brazil.
Oh, for sure, it is. In fact, actually, my original artist, Anthony Tan, who is my second artist, technically, because I never released the first book, of Abe the Aborted Fetus, he actually backed out of the project because I wanted to have Mary Magdalene and the Virgin Mary clinging onto Jesus' legs, you know, kind of like the...
like the Star Wars.
Exactly. I was like, I don't want hookers. I was like, well, that's kind of a mean way to talk about Jesus. His wife, not wife, mom, and a hooker.
There's a specific name for that style of poster where, like, there's a hero in the middle holding up a sword, and then there's like on the
is it standard.
Thing. No. I mean, like, there's like that that style of poster art has like a specific name that I can never fucking remember.
Is it Star Wars?
No. It predates that. Yeah, fuck you.
You know what? We ought to check. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we've got about 30 minutes left.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I don't know if we've had any additional pledges.
Where are we at with donations?
Anybody know?
We are at $800.
We only need
$200
more. Guys, come on.
$200 if you're listening at home.
Let
come
them
on.
Get checked for diabetes. It's diabetes, right? Is that diabetics or
diabetics?
Or is it like it's just a change in one fucking letter?
That's where it's the volcano erupting with the sugar that
can you guys like
your
Wilford Brimley be like, do you have diabetes?
Yeah. Diabetics.
Yeah.
You
guys,
I'm gonna
throw this out there. If you guys somehow get us to $2,000, I don't believe this is gonna happen. But what the hell? I've got faith. If you get us to $2,000, we'll go on a road trip to the Creation Museum.
If you get us to $2,000, I'll just be a Scientologist for a year.
We'll do the Scientology thing and go on a road trip to the Creation Museum.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
I
know I didn't talk
Ken
to you guys about this ahead of time, so you know.
So one of the things I love about, I noticed this about other copies of Dianetics, in every copy, towards the middle, there is a postcard. So if you want to find out more about Dianetics and yourself.
Oh, I do. Please share.
You can do the Hubbard Dianetics extension course, and they have, hey, if you happen to like this book and you're a curious person and you want to find out more about yourself. And volcanoes with
die curious.
Yeah, die curious. It sounds like someone who's contemplating suicide. Maybe,
Well, you know, isn't that all of Scientology?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Look at Katie Holmes. I mean, she was married to Tom Cruise for.
Oh man,
yeah.
Poor girl.
Is it any crazier than any other religion? Is it only because they're smaller and like therefore more of a cult than an established religion? I mean, is anything that the Scientologists believe really that much crazier?
No, actually, I would say it's less crazy. If you really want to get into it, I think it's actually less crazy. You look at it at a financial standpoint, they don't identify themselves as a religion. And I've actually looked into this because I do parodying.
Sure.
And it has to be, a parody of certain things. Religion is fair game.
Right.
Even the FSM, the Flying Spaghetti Monster, mm-hmm. is considered a legitimate religion. Scientology is not.
Hmm.
They actually have copyrights on their own
things.
Right.
No, yeah. That's right. All their material is...
So you can't do shit with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can parody it, but, at the same time, they'll still fucking sue the shit out of you.
There are those people who are Scientologists who were rebelling against the Church of Scientology and creating a wiki and releasing all the Scientology documentation there for other Scientologists who couldn't afford to pay the huge sums of money to get the material so that they could advance. And their own church was suing them for spreading
damages.
The word. Yeah,
yes, they are. When it comes to litigation, the Scientologists
the LucasArts of religion?
They are.
When it comes
LucasArts
to
of
copyright enforcement,
were like the Eisner version of Disney.
Oh yeah.
When it comes to it, it's like, oh, you have a Mickey Mouse fucking thing painted on your garage for your half shit daycare. We better sue you.
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh, but it's like, oh, I can't remember his name, Xenu or whatever the crap on your masturbatory fleshlight. So.
Is there a fleshlight that's not masturbatory?
This one's purely for decoration.
Well,
is there a fleshlight you use with a partner?
there's one on an iPad now.
What?
I saw that.
What? It's a fleshlight.
Yeah, and it vibrates.
Holder.
I don't own
for your
it.
iPad,
but...
so you can fuck your iPad.
Yeah.
More or less.
Because there's nothing more than I look at. It's like, boy, I can't wait to fuck my iPad.
Well, say this as a fan of Apple products. There are some people that are, pardon the pun, really into Apple.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. So. That's like
here's the problem
two short steps from Robot Girlfriend.
But the problem with Apple is, their microphone jacks are so small.
Well, maybe that's a problem for
that's
you.
Why the phones are white.
they're technically cleared. The technicians, they fill them up. That's how you charge them.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's too far.
That's the moment
I'm fine with aborted fetus comics, but please don't make cum jokes, guys.
Yeah, that's the moment I crossed
the
line.
Don't put semen in my phone.
How will I get my headphone out there?
Not even my phone. A hypothetical phone. Like that's bodily fluids in a hypothetical phone is too far. Okay, now we know what it is. Yeah,
bodily fluids in the hypothetical phone.
So I'm gonna get back to the Mormons.
Yeah,
yes.
The story that we completely that we aborted quite some time back.
Clever.
About in 1978, because I know this that you're gonna correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a black minister in I don't know whatever the fuck they call him in Mormonism, but anyway, he reached the point where he was gonna be a bishop, and there was a rule that said black people cannot be bishops.
Correct.
On account of how they're
black. Yeah. Yeah. And he sued the Mormon Church, which to me is like fucking idiotic, because I'd be like, wow, why the fuck do I want to be part of this church?
Well, he was in a third country too. I mean, that's also really important to make mention.
Yeah. Well, they do all sorts of mission work in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in this mission work, they're apparently telling these Africans that they're the spawn of the devil or something. But anyway, the point is, this dude sues the Mormon Church, and because the Mormon Church, in their belief system, God talks to the heads of their church mm-hmm. all the time, which means anytime they get into too much trouble for something, God just phones. So literally,
corporate Skypes in.
Literally what happens is this dude is suing the Mormon Church, and they're going to lose. There's no question that they're going to lose.
Well,
and
the civil rights movement happened, 20 some odd years ago.
And then God basically calls up the heads of the Mormon Church, and they're like, you know what? God called us up, and you know what he said? Black bishops are okay now.
Yep.
Lawsuit dropped. That's it. Done.
That's exactly it, too. Yeah. I mean, that was, as I said, it was Thomas Freeman who got the first priesthood.
Yep.
And go ahead.
No, please.
No.
What you earlier, just a minute ago, you had mentioned that it was important to the story that it was happening in a third world country.
Well, it's important to mention because if you look at American lawsuits, a lot of it is, a lot of big business, a lot of people kind of financing, but people in the third world, they don't have that kind of money or financing to really throw behind a lawsuit. It goes into an international court. In an international court, it really can fuck your shit up real fast. Hmm. Like, I don't know if you guys watch John Oliver at all.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's British, right?
Yeah, he's British.
Okay.
He did a segment about how Marlboro has been trying to sue in international courts, and of course they fucking failed. So, you know, I mean, that's kind of the thing, is it really holds that much more weight in these international courts.
Interesting. So, international precedent.
But the beauty of it is that the Mormon Church, when they reach this point, God can just talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, they can flip.
Yeah, I mean, you know that in a few years, God's going to talk to the head of the Mormon Church, and suddenly being gay is going to be okay.
Well, you could finally swim in the ocean.
A Mormon's not allowed to swim.
No, they're not. That's why the
stuff
shark
gets up in.
Okay, I
that's why the Salt Lake is so great because it's not an ocean.
I gotta hear this. I don't know this.
Okay, so apparently doing anything fun is against anything in the Mormon religion.
Caffeine, alcohol.
If you swim in the ocean, you're actually taking away from your prayers for God or Heavenly Father, Elohim. And so apparently swimming in the ocean, so, you know, if you're swimming in the ocean, apparently there are certain things that you need to avoid, like devilfish, a.k.a. sharks. And you know, I mean,
the name's apt. I mean,
come on. Fucking devil sharks.
Right.
So, you know, they do that, and, you know, that was kind of why I included a shark, because the very first Native American space angel, what was his name, Moroni, he was transformed by Cain into a shark, so that Brigham Young, who's my favorite person ever because he's just so outright fucking racist.
Oh, man, he's nuts.
And they give him his own fucking college. You look at this guy, and you're like, you don't even deserve, like, a turd in a punch bowl name. I mean,
college.
Like, if somebody gives you an educated place, it's like, oh, it's kind of like, hey, let's name a college after George
W. Bush. And when you graduate
Bush.
From Brigham Young University, that's like something to brag about. It's not, you know, like something you
when
say
when I grow up, I
want
to go to Hitler University.
Well,
that's
here's
where
the
I'm
thing.
Go.
Is there punch in the bowl, too?
Yeah, there is.
Just a turn.
Yeah, it's
like instead of ice cubes.
That's really awful.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Have you guys heard the saying?
It just makes me think of the pool scene in Caddyshack.
Aww.
Well, there's a saying. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, I don't like him old, Brigham Young.
No, what?
Yeah, that's an action.
Brigham Young?
Yeah, I don't like.
Brigham
Young. You get it? Like,
all right,
yeah.
Because,
wow.
If they got hair on them, they're too old.
He had sex with children.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Like, if there's grass on the field, play ball or whatever.
Yeah.
If
there's grass on the field, just get the fuck out of there.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, he was, I mean, of course, you know how Joseph Smith died, too, right?
No.
They hit him on trumped up charges of treason.
Oh.
Yeah, he actually had a newspaper. Yeah, that's the reason to hit him. But what ended up happening, he was fucking a bunch of Mormons' wives.
What?
Yeah, ranging from the age of 14 all the way up to like 80.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, right. Not really 80, well, it was 60.
All right, so we got a few minutes left. We're going to move on to our five questions.
Yes.
It's been super great talking to you, man. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
We're $180 away. We're at 820. Oh, $180 in 20 minutes. You guys, we believe we can do it.
We have faith.
We have faith.
Actually, we don't. We just.
I have faith in this.
Okay. Faith. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Five questions. Yeah. Question number one. So, ZM, tell us, what's the best movie that you've seen in the last 30 days? It can be on video. It can be in the movie theater. Just whatever. It can be something you've seen before.
Debbie Does Dallas. No, I kid. That movie sucks.
Literally.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't ask you which movie you've seen the most in the last 30 days.
Yeah, no, actually, if that were that, it would be Big Hero 6.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
love the shit out of that movie.
Yeah. How to Train Your Robot.
That's it is.
You've
I mean,
seen it now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My fucking kid, he's obsessed with that. So he's like, I like Baymax. I was like, yeah, we know. Yeah, no, I mean, I like it. It's fun. But really, if I were to pick one, I would have to say John Wick.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love the shit out of
I've
John Wick.
I've heard really good stuff, and I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
It's just a fucking dog.
It's a story about a man who has a very specific psychological condition where he has a service animal that keeps him from shooting people in the face. And when that dog goes away, his condition goes out of control, and he shoots everyone in the face.
It's so good. It's got off the leash. And most importantly, it's got Theon Greyjoy as the villain.
Yeah. Yeah, as a spoiled bitch, like Russian.
Wait, Alfie?
Yeah, he's a
Alfie Allen's awesome.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about the movie is that, like, he's a professional assassin guy, and every time he kills someone, he could shoot someone like four times in the torso. He always has an extra bullet for the head.
Yes.
Like every single. This guy.
Well, you've seen Zombieland, right? It's always, you know, exactly. Double tap.
Like double
that
tap.
That quadruple professional tap. Killer.
Yeah.
Flair.
Question number two. Who is your favorite atheist character?
Oh, God. I do not know.
I sent you these questions ahead of time.
I know, but I'm off the cuff. Like in fiction or real life?
Yeah, either. No, either one, but yeah.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Because
sure.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's not, I don't really think he identifies as an atheist, but you kind of know he is.
He carefully does not.
That's a good point. I think he doesn't because it's important for him to get his science message out. Well, you know, he doesn't want to cloud it.
Fuck it. Let's just say I like Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
All right. Why? Because he had the balls to do Cosmos and really bring it back.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I mean, Seth MacFarlane's it's not awesome. Because of family.
You know, I hate to do this, but we've recorded a couple episodes this weekend, and I wanted to make sure when we did this question, I wanted to do a shout-out to Spock, since Leonard Nimoy just died. Yeah. And Spock is an awesome atheist character
for
who
sure.
I don't know has ever come up before.
God's logical. Why would he need a spaceship?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it'd be illogical not to mention him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
It would be. That's funny.
Question number three. What is your geekiest hobby?
Oh, God, I'm a gamer. Like, I am a fucking
tabletop,
gamer.
Tabletop, video game?
Video games, like you wouldn't fucking believe.
Console, PC?
Console, PC. Yeah. Doesn't mean shit to me.
Console Master Race.
You know, for me, I'm a trophy whore.
Oh, yeah?
I am a trophy whore. Chibos. I play on my... Oh, no, Dark Souls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have any Dark Souls in the audience here? Well, fuck you all. All right, you. Yeah.
One. For, he didn't even want to clap. He just raised his hand.
He's like, me. Sorry. Yeah. No, it's you know, for me, it's like Coke.
Sure.
Yeah.
I play Destiny, which is super heavily influenced by Dark Souls. Yeah. Like, there's guns named after stuff.
Is it really?
A lot.
I got so bored with
Bungie was like, oh, man, Dark Souls. Destiny, like there's a lot of influence.
I got like the level 10 and I just stopped.
Yeah, it's fucking MMO drugs, dude. Yeah. Like, just don't.
Why did Warcraft like out the ass? Well, not. I mean, it was like a fucking enema.
Is that a more efficient way to do it? Or
you did Warcraft at the ass? Was that Horde Alliance?
Well, here's the funny thing about World of Warcraft is I play as a female character and I have a very good way of being effeminate, and you get free shit constantly. And you know,
I mean, you know,
matriarchy, gynocracy.
Shit, man!
It's
like,
great.
Like, if people are gonna assume whatever they're gonna assume, and you have a female character, they're gonna throw shit at you because it's a female character.
Dude, my character's name was Pretty in Pink.
Fantastic!
That is a great nerdy. Okay, question number four, the most important question that we have. What's your favorite sandwich?
My favorite sandwich. Oh, Jesus. I like every sandwich.
What?
I like every sandwich. Well, it is an
every... It's fair that you love every sandwich. That's part of this...
Pastrami. We'll just go with pastrami and any Italian meat. When I was in Italy, it was the only thing I would eat.
What kind of bread?
Didn't matter. What was ever cheaper.
So cost is no object. You have an entire gourmet kitchen at your disposal.
I would probably have ciabatta, pesto, and any kind of Italian meat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or as, you know, my in-laws was like, ciabatta.
Oh, boy. That's a deal breaker. Yeah.
When did I last eat?
It's been a long time laughing.
We're not going to die laughing. We're going to die starving.
Yeah. So. Question number five. What's the stupidest thing someone's ever said to you about your atheism?
That I'm going to hell.
Yeah, because you don't believe.
It's not even that. It's if you've ever read the Bible, you're all going to hell. There is nobody in this life that will ever, and I can promise you this, ever going to go to heaven.
So you've read the Bible.
I have multiple times. Actually, there is a level of, I think, 144,000 people ever allowed inside the Bible to go to heaven. Yeah. And first off, you have to be a virgin.
Well,
women are
still good.
I mean, no, I got this.
Women are not allowed in the Bible, so no, I'm sorry.
Wait, a butt virgin? Or
No, any virgin.
No, man.
You have to be celibate, and you cannot be a woman.
All holes? Oh, what?
You cannot be a woman.
So heaven's like a total
you actually have.
Well, then I'm glad I blew out my holes, because it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I mean, and on top of that, you actually have to follow all of the Torah. All of the Torah. And I think the biggest one is no person who has a bastard within their family within 10 generations.
What?
Yes. That's a grudge.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
how am I supposed to figure that out?
You gotta sit and you gotta check.
Wait,
and you gotta
but
do
a bastard answer. Specifically isn't like written down.
Well, no, I mean,
and isn't somebody? I mean, you can be a bastard if your parents have sex, but if you're like conceived before marriage. Aren't
no,
you
actually,
a bastard?
If you play just the tip before marriage. And, of course, you know, if it's your first time and you're a male and you pre-cum.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
Yeah, exactly. You fuck over 10 generations.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big
so,
one.
So, I mean, let's you know.
So, why even try?
You know, your answer exactly matches the answer that my son gave when he was on our podcast.
Really?
Because he was on the bus. He was on the bus going to school, and some kids were talking to him about religion. And he's just like, well, I don't believe in God. Yeah. And he wasn't like, I don't believe in God. You're a bunch of idiot Christians. He was just like, I don't believe in God. And they're like, well, you don't believe in God. You're going to go to hell. And he's like 10 years old, and he just looks at him. He's like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean,
you don't believe in the boogeyman, he's going to come and get you.
And as much as
it's nothing to me.
And here's the thing, too, about that is it's like if you look at it, and it's especially the Duggars, who I fucking hate. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a vagina, not a clown car.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it totally is. Right, yeah. But they sit there and they're like, oh, you're going to hell. And Ken Ham, he's like, oh, if you don't follow the Bible unrepentantly, you know, we're going to believe everything about it. And he literally says, if you don't believe in one thing in the Bible, the whole thing is nullified. It's like, will you shave your fucking beard?
Yeah!
Oh. You shave your fucking beard and your clothes is polyester blend. Fuck you. You're right. Going to hell. Because that is all Leviticus.
It's instantly hypocritical.
It is. Yeah. It is. I mean, you can't pick one thing of the Bible. I mean, if you're on the rag, yeah, you're obviously unclean for 10 days. You can't sit in the fucking chair.
BRB.
Right. That's great. Yeah, so okay. We just got a note. We made our Scientology challenge.
Oh, my God.
We're going to go get audited. And we're going to get our e-meter read and all that stuff. We had a message from the front row. Was this the message? Yeah.
That was, this is the message.
Fuck you is the message from Carr Hagerman.
Thank you.
You guys are going to go get clear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get so clear.
It's a spiritual enema.
I'm tired of all these SPs getting in my Thetan's way of Xenu.
But I mean,
friend
seriously,
of the podcast, Carr Hagerman's here.
As much as this sucks for us, we want to thank everybody who donated.
Yeah, sure.
$1,000 to Fearless Comedy. We really appreciate that.
I have to admit, I'm excited to go.
I am too.
Really.
Can I come?
I can think of so many things I'd rather do that day. So many things I'd rather do that day.
That's awesome. That's exciting. I'm going to have to read this copy of Dianetics to study for my.
So we got 8 more minutes to get another $1,000 for us to go to the Creation Museum.
Yeah, good luck.
4 more minutes.
Yeah.
Another $1,000 will go to the Creation Museum. That's we're just throwing it in there. Why not? It's a stretch goal. What can I say?
I think we're going to wrap up the episode. ZM, on the way, you said you're working on a non-sacrilegious...
Yeah, I'm working actually on about 3 different books. I work on shit constantly. One of them is actually based on my native heritage. I'm actually a Dakota Sioux.
Yeah.
And it's actually why I'm an atheist. My grandmother was abducted from her house as a young child, forced into Indian boarding school, where they literally beat the shit out of her every time she spoke the language or prayed to the Creator.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you look it up, there's some great books on it. There's a book called Pipestone, which is a little bit more neutral, but then there's Education for Extinction, which I would highly recommend. It's So she, you know, that's kind of the big thing.
In the show notes.
But, you know, my great-great-grandfather, he was hanged during the largest mass execution in history with the 38+2. There was a 38 in Mankato on orders from Abraham Lincoln from the 1862 Dakota Uprising, and then the +2, which is a shock pay, and my great-great-grandfather, medicine bottle, Wakana Zanzan, who was hanged outside the walls of Fort Snelling. So I'm doing a book that kind of honors them.
Well, that's bringing this whole thing down.
Yeah, sorry. But I have another book that'll kind of give you all a boner. A baby
we love boners.
A little baby boner. I'm actually bringing Abe back.
Abe, the aborted fetus returns.
Yay! And it's going to actually have 2 books so far, and the one I'm working on right now is called Midwife Crisis. Yeah. Yep, that's right.
And
bringing this shit back. And the third book is Miscarriage of Justice.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh. And this
he's so
year,
proud of himself. You just see the smug look on
him. I'm a smug fucking bastard. You're welcome.
And this year, 2015, people can find you at your booth at SpringCon.
Yes, they can.
And pick up a copy of Bible 2 and the issues.
I have a new Bible 2 out. I have copies for you guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
That's awesome.
It's called Double Crossed. Yeah, it's,
you spend your entire life trying to come up with sacrilegious puns, don't you?
I don't have to try that hard. Actually, the slogan for that book is, in 1492, Columbus sailed to slay a Jew.
Oh, God.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Excellent. Wow. So we've got that to look out for. Yes. Listeners, check them out. Do you have a website?
We can send I'll go ahead and give you a horror plug. It's nice. facebook.com/thebible2comic. I've got about... not enough likes, so go ahead and like
we'll
it.
Yeah, for sure. We'll absolutely
assemble Geeks Without God Nation.
Yeah,
we have like I think at least five or six
over six,
at least five or six more listeners than Apropos of Nothing. So
well, that's like saying my dick is bigger than Matt Alex's. I mean,
it's actually almost incredibly analogous.
Hi, man.
Thanks, ZM. We really appreciate you taking the time to come down to Die Laughing. Thanks to everyone here at Die Laughing. Woo! Everyone who donated here in person or donated online. You guys are amazing. You're helping comedy happen and keeping us going forward. And,
God bless you, everyone.
And we are Geeks Without God, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Woo!
Jesus Christ is back, and this time he's not crucifucking around.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
ZM just said, I hope one is chocolate covered dick. Please tell me one of them is chocolate covered dick.